between Never Neverland and Wonderland, in a land called Never Wonderland, there lived a beautiful, wealthy young divorcee with a checkered past and a bad memory, who should probably remain nameless. Travel from far and wide to try and win her hand. She took in stragglers from all over the known world. Her newest guests were, as her mother called them, the latest Russians to defect. One's name was Hefner, the other's name was Disney. Pipe and was very philosophical. He was constantly surrounded by go-go girls. And he used to take pictures of them without any clothes on and sell them to the neighborhood children. Hefner, on the other hand, was not so introspective. He loved a good story just like anybody else. In fact, he loved the myths of Never Wonderland so much that he made elaborate mold and plastic sculptures of the characters in the myths. And then he'd set them out in the garden until he'd built a whole nother land in Never Wonderland, which he called Hefnerland. Children loved them. They had lots of fun playing in Hefnerland and looking at all Disney's go-go pictures, because they didn't know any better. They didn't know any worse. But the beautiful, wealthy young divorcee thought that they were only after her money. Sometimes she even wished they'd go back to Russia. But between you and me, they were really dupes of the wicked king who wanted to rob the children of their dreams.